Hi guys, and welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving A
Fuck.
This is the podcast where we celebrate being positive, aspirational women. This is all.
What are you doing? Can I just tell you, she's foul today.
I'm not.
You are. Lucas, is she foul or is she foul? Oh, no, you would get out of her ass. Lucas is like, I can't see. There's too much breakfast in here.
Can you not remember the kicking yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I understand. I'm not saying she shouldn't be, but I'm just letting you all know.
Yeah.
She's on the edge. The baby kicked us really hard yesterday. Really hard for 25 weeks.
Really hard.
It's a big one. Baby. Like a really big, really big kicks.
Big, strong, healthy baby.
Oh, it makes me cringe. Oh, you've got a big, strong, healthy baby. Oh, lovely. Great. Anyway, on Nip Tuck, we want to get your voice heard. You can email us at hello@niptuckpod.com. You can also get in touch via WhatsApp, voice notes, messages, emails, whatever you want. Get it over to us. Lucas has commented that some people can't spell. So if you can keep your spelling as good as possible.
And they're pissed when they're
Yeah, and they're pissed and nothing makes sense. So the grammar and just full stops would be good. Head to this episode's description for more information. We want to know what's been getting on your tits, what's giving you the ick, embarrassing stories, questions, everything really. Get in touch because we don't give a fuck and we know you don't either.
Right, well,
we're back in the surgery.
Lauren, as usual, is going on holiday.
I am going on holiday. I am. I'm going on holiday to Turkey.
I've never been to Turkey. It's not really appealed.
It's not been on your list. Do you know what? There are some unbelievably stunning
That place
parts.
You went looked so nice.
It was like the Maldives. I know. That was insane. But it's not all like that. There's also some...
Isn't it like you get a funny tummy?
No. There's also some...
No, that's Egypt.
Like Egypt.
Sharm El Sheikh.
I've been to Sharm. I used to go to Sharm everybody year. Me and my mum and my dad. And I never got a funny tummy. I love
Vindaloo.
I never ever got a funny tummy.
Yeah, I've heard like about loads of people getting bad funny tummy.
Do you know what
tummy.
Turkey's good for? Like going somewhere... I mean, listen... I'm not going to be that keen on the placky sunbeds, but you've got to be
But
gone.
Isn't there
Blue
that...
Blue placky sunnies.
That nice one called Lujo.
Yeah, that's where I went.
Yeah.
And that was like the Maldives. But you want to go there with six kids? Family of six? You need a remortgage. It's ridiculous. It's so
Why are
expensive.
Holidays so expensive?
When I went, I went not with all these children. But yeah, so we're going somewhere. It's fine. It's nice. It's like somewhere... It's for the kids. They're going to have the best time and I'm just going to lie there if possible.
Yeah, I do that. I go to a place in... that's Sephiro and that is for the kids.
Oh, it's nice though. That's like nice though still. No?
Yeah, no, it's nice, but I wouldn't pick to go there.
That's what I... It'll be fine.
Guys, if you've not had kids yet, just listen to these conversations.
Have all your holidays and go to all your lovely places first. Because when you have kids, you're not really asked about anything other than the kids shutting the fuck up. So if you go to a good place with
kids clubs
if they want to, and pools and slides,
oh,
then they're
slides,
happy.
Yeah.
And if they're happy, guess what? You're happy.
Yeah.
So it's just
Wear
what you've got
out.
To do.
Yeah.
And that's what you've got to do holidays without the kids too.
Anyway, so Lauren got engaged.
Anyway, there's an elephant in the room.
Lauren got engaged. She's getting married.
I'm getting married, guys.
Where do we start? Do you want me to ask you questions or do you want to just tell everyone what happened?
So I did a Q&A box, but all the questions were like the same, obviously. So I might as well just tell. I don't know. It's
start
weird.
From the beginning. So let's... Lauren and James, when did that start?
Oh, we're going... What? We're doing a full... We're going to be here for a long time. Lauren and James started 18 months ago, not that
okay.
long, to be fair.
Yeah.
And Lauren and James...
Did you know he was the one straight away?
Yes, but I mean, I've said that plenty of times. So, you know, no, actually genuinely did. We'd been speaking for 6 months, on and off. He slid in the DMs. I thought, oh, he's fit, because no one fit ever messages me. Slid in the DMs, back and forth. We were really good friends. We'd FaceTime all the time. My mates knew him, but we'd never met. And I was like, he's so fit. He's so fit. And then I was doing my thing. He was doing his, you know. And then after 6 months, I went round for a coffee. I'll tell you the truth. Do you know the truth? I'd shaved my fanny, shaved my legs. I looked decent at work. And afterwards, I thought... It's going to go to waste. I'm not necessarily the fanny, but you know when you're feeling, you think, I look nice today. I thought, I'm going to meet that James. I'm going to go to his house for a coffee because I look decent and I never look decent. So I went round and I've literally walked
Did
in.
You shag him on the first date? Well, it wasn't even a date. You went round for Netflix and chill. Guys, there's no standard way of doing this.
Yeah, I did. And we've never been apart from that single day. So it worked. Like, we shagged and then...
You must be good in bed.
We both are. And I've never, ever.
I'm horrendous.
We've never been apart ever since. That's it. We were like, after like a week, I just knew he's just perfect for me and I'm perfect for him. And we're both weird.
So. Okay. Right. So fast forward to
now.
This weekend.
So we've already booked the wedding, as you well know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we did this in a really unorthodox way. Like, I think everyone was thinking, oh my God, big surprise. Ashley knew, Lucas knew, a few of my close friends knew. We'd already booked the wedding. So when I told you all that I'd been like looking online and messaging places, I realised that you have to book this shit so so far in advance. And we saw a venue we liked and he was like, just see when they're free. And they had 2 days left.
This is called being a real grown-up.
So we've both been engaged before because shit happens. I've been married before. So it was kind of like, let's just crack on. Mm-hmm. So saw this venue. They only had 2 dates left in September next year. And he was like, we were both like, shit, but we want this. We don't want to wait till the year after. What if we want children?
So you're getting married abroad.
I'm getting married abroad next year. So he said, I'm going to propose anyway. Fuck it, book it. And I'll propose in the meantime.
The ring. Guys, if you're on Patreon, just do a little. That ring is one of the most stunning rings ever seen.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's absolutely gorgeous.
He knew what I wanted. Because like I say, we talked about this. Yeah. And I was like, that's the kind of ring I like. And then he would make jokes. He was like, I've got the ring, you know.
How long do you think he's had it?
I don't know. He was like, so, I've got it, you know.
Basically, tell us how he did it.
It is just so not what everyone's going to expect.
I'm sitting back now and you're telling.
So,
tell the story but it's in just, detail.
I'm going to have to tell you, though, the absolute truth, which isn't as romantic, but it's us and this is how we do it and I'm going to tell you the truth. So he had this ring. He had been trying to find a way for ages to propose. He was thinking we could have done it. We've been to so many amazing places like New York, but we didn't have it then. And time is running out. We're getting married in a year. So he was like, I thought I need to propose to her because I need to go dress shopping and stuff. So he was like feeling the pressure. He was thinking, right, I'll do it in Turkey. And then he was like, but where? Like, oh, it was all a bit, I don't want it in front of everyone. Like, it was all a bit like, And so he thought, right, I'm going to take her to a restaurant. I'm going to stay over and I'll just do it in the room. I'll decorate the room, whatever.
Nice.
And then he was like, do you want to go for a date on Saturday? And I was like, oh, no, I want to stay in my pajamas. He was like, fuck's sake. Right, can we go for dinner? I was like, right, I'll go for dinner. Do you want to stay over? No, I don't want to stay over. I've got too much to do. So he was like, right, so you don't want to stay over? Nah. In the meantime, he'd messaged our friend Steph, like, I'm going to get her to stay over. We're going to decorate the room. Couldn't get me to stay over because I just couldn't be asked.
Yeah,
I got shit to do. Didn't want to. We were working the next day, weren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah.
So he said that was out the window. Anyway, literally, we sat on the sofa and he's like, do you still want to go out tonight? I was like, yeah. And then I can't remember, the ring came up and I was like, can I have it tonight?
Her nails are horrendous.
Yeah, my nails aren't good. And he was like, and he went, what, tonight? You actually want it tonight? I was like, yeah, give it me tonight. He's like, seriously, Lauren, do you want it tonight? I was like, have you planned anything? He said, I'm really struggling to fit this in. You never have a free day. I said, fuck it. Give it me tonight. That is literally what happened. So then that was it. He said, it's at my mum's. Do you want to get it? So we were laughing. We just kept laughing. We're like giddy kids.
Did you look at it as soon as he picked it up from his mum's?
No. So we were like giddy kids. It was so nice, you know. We were like giggling. And then we went to his mum's and knocked on the door. We were like, we've come for the ring. She was like, you what? She was like, you're not doing it here. I need to wipe the table. Started wiping the table. It was just funny. It was just us. And it was just natural and real. And then we were in the car and he had it in his pocket. And he's like, do you want to see? I was like, no. So we went to Lucky Cat, which was really nice, by the way. Mm. Quite spenny, but really nice. And
I've heard mixed reviews.
Have you? No, I liked it. Like, to be honest, I wasn't even concentrating. Like,
absolutely.
So
not.
I don't know.
Did you even eat?
No, not really.
Did you drink a lot?
Yeah. I drank Prosecco. And when you're giddy, it goes straight to your head.
Does,
when like something exciting is happening, you have a couple of Proseccos, you straight to your head.
Was James driving?
Yeah, so he drove.
Oh no,
yeah.
So he couldn't even have a
drink.
We were going to
drink and leave the car. That was the plan. We thought we'll just do that. So we get there, we're sat at the bar, both of us like giddy knowing that like he had a ring in his pocket and we didn't know when we were going to do it. It was just really nice. It was just us. That's how we are. I didn't want a fucking brass band I didn't want that. And it was just natural. And we were like, when are we going to do it? And we were like giggling. Went in the corner, sat in the booth, ordered some food. And I was like, I can't eat. Like, I can't sit and eat here. Like, the ring's right there. I need it. But just before that, when we were in the bar, he started getting really twitchy and jumpy. Bearing in mind, there was no surprise here. We knew. His lips went white. He had a funny turn. He kept turning around, standing up, sitting down. And I was like, why are you nervous? It's me and you. He was like, I don't know. He's like sweating. He kept looking around. I thought, someone's going to turn up in here. Something's going to happen. Because he kept turning around and he was really off. He went to the toilet 4 times. So then we sat down for the meal. He went to the toilet again. Came back. He peed on himself. Somehow he had wee downies, and then his tooth started wobbling. So his front tooth, he's got a post because he got knocked out doing his MMA, and he's got a post and it was wobbling and he was sweating. His tooth was wobbling and he'd pissed on his pants. So it was all just like, it was just us. It was just how we do it. And then I was like, give it me. And then he started dripping with sweat. And he just gave it me under the table and put it on my hand. And he was like, will you marry me? And then I like pulled it up. I thought, please be nice. Please be fucking nice. And it was nice. And then I cried a bit.
Stunning.
And then we FaceTimed everyone. It was just, it was the nicest fit. It was amazing. No one around us knew it happened. Like no one knew. We were just sat in our own little bubble.
So cute.
And then he went, I'm not well. And I was like, what do you mean you're not well? He was like, I'm Lauren, I'm really unwell. He was sweating. He said, I think I've got a water infection. I need the toilet again. He came back. Oh. He was dripping. He went, I need to go home. And I was like, what? He was like, Lauren, I need to get out of here. I'm sweating. I think I've got a body infection. I feel like I need to go to the toilet again. He left me with his wallet.
To pay.
And went to the car. He was that unwell. Got to the car. He was shaking.
Do you think it was stress? Yeah. Or do you think I think
he had a fucking funny turn. Oh. Like with the stress. He said, I'm so nervous.
Love that you did that to someone.
He was like sweating, got in the car. He was so uncomfortable. It was really weird. Got home. I was like, it's fine. I'll look after you. Put him in bed. He was asleep within 30 seconds. He had a full on funny turn. Next morning, his tooth fell out. So we woke up engaged. He had no tooth. And we were just sat in bed, like just laughing.
You
I was
got
like,
some really
happened?
Nice pictures and videos though.
Yeah. So that's what we did. So I wanted like to make this amazing thing. It just didn't work like that.
No,
like,
but it's
well.
So nice, that post
I did
that you
well
did.
With what I had.
I'm really bad
but
at doing
I had, like, an
like
idea
that.
Of, like...
Like, you know when someone finds out they're pregnant, like...
And they do, like, an amazing...
A Polaroid, and then they do, like, filming the partner, like, no, I can't be arsed.
I love stuff like that. Like, it makes me cry when I watch other people's, and I'm not really like that.
I just... Yeah, I think...
It does stop you living in the moment for a minute, though, because you're, like, thinking about that.
I just don't share, like... personal stuff that much.
Yeah, that's not your... I expect... So basically, we got home. He was ill as fuck. And I was like, no, we are getting some pictures. So I sat on his knee.
Are you joking? You made him take the pictures?
Yeah, absolutely made him. I was like, I've got my hair done. I've got my makeup
I'm
on.
I'm dead!
I'm going to have no hair and I won't look like this.
This is such a Laura... If I said that to Eddie, tell me to fuck off.
He's so cute. He was like, right, okay. And I was like, I'm not going to look this nice for at least another month. Like, we're getting these pictures.
I get it.
So it was just, you know what? It was
mine
us.
Mine would be just me.
Well, I've done those as well. And then he went to bed and he was really unwell. So it was a random one. He's still got no tooth. Don't know why it came out. He's getting it back in tomorrow. But it was just us. And I'd love to come here and be like, okay, so there was rose petals. And I started walking towards him. And he was on one knee and he did a speech. And then I started crying. And then he picked me up and spun me round. And then the photographer turned up. I would have loved to say all this, but that's not the truth, girls. So don't, like, we want to get married. We want to get engaged. It was perfect for us. It was silly. We laughed the whole time. His tooth fell out. It's just
stunning.
Us.
Well, it's us. Stunning. And I'm so excited for you. So the wedding, you're getting married abroad.
In September.
So we've got a year.
Just under.
Are you going to have bridesmaids?
No bridesmaids.
And are you going to wear a wedding dress again?
No, I'm going to wear a fucking caftan. I'm going to go in a boiler suit. I'm going to go in one of my baby girls that you love. Yes, I'm going to wear one.
Okay.
Absolutely, I'm going to wear
palm
one.
Angels trackie.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear my palm angels. I'm not having bridesmaids for two reasons. Number one, like, it's not about them. No, I'm joking. It's actually not that. The reason I'm not having bridesmaids is I've got too many. I would piss
small wedding.
Well, it was starting small, but it's getting bigger because you just...
How many people?
We started at 60 plus kids. It's getting more.
Are kids invited?
Hopefully not. I've got children though, so I can't keep them at home, sadly. Our kids are going to be there.
But not other people's.
Family kids. What I've said is, look, if you need to bring your children because otherwise you can't attend, and I get it, I'm asking you to go abroad, it's expensive, you might tie it in with a week's family holiday. I get that. In that case, bring them. If you cannot bring them, like, my friends have been like, fuck that, they ain't coming. Fantastic.
Okay.
If you're doing it as a family holiday, I get it. They can come.
Okay.
James asked, do I go on the stag or the hen?
Yeah, how funny is that? James said to Lucas yesterday, is Lucas going on the stag or the hen? What are you going on?
What's up to you with
that? Are you having a hen, Dim?
No. Well, I don't want one.
I've got a stag, though.
So I don't want a hen as such, but we maybe should do...
An event.
So I think it would be like Lucas' idea, to be fair. We could do like a fucking nip-tuck hen.
Yeah.
That's more... I don't want to get on a boat in Ibiza. I've done it all. I've partied in every fucking city.
No.
I've thrown my guts up. I've done it.
And also,
it's
like,
too stressful. I'm getting married abroad. Enough. Everyone's expected to
pay. That's what I'm saying.
Enough.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like all these abroad wedding and then the abroad hen do. And like, I'm going to have 3 kids by this summer.
It's too much to ask of people. It's too stressful. Like, let's just, enough's enough.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
James is having a stag. Because he's never had one.
Okay.
And absolutely go for it.
So is this the first time James has been married?
Yes.
Right, okay.
So he's going to have a stag, go for it. He's talking about Vegas. I've suggested Benidorm is more realistic. But yeah, and I'm not going to, but I think we should have a group. I think that would be like,
we'll do something.
Get people to WhatsApp us. If we get
ideas.
Yeah, if enough people want to come on my hen, we could just do a big fucking hen
piss up
show or something.
Yeah.
That I'd enjoy. And all my mates will come too. It will be my hen.
Love.
Manchester or Liverpool?
Don't know.
You tell us.
That would be fun. I think that would be fun.
Right, so when are you going to start dress shopping?
We are going on Saturday the 30th in the morning at the one near you.
The Knutsford one.
Yeah.
Can I just say, Knutsford is amazing for wedding dress shopping.
I'm going to definitely look. And it's beautiful as well. You can have a little bit of lunch. It's a nice place. We're going to need to do a UK wedding as well.
But isn't there one near you, that White
Gallery? Yeah, I've been there. Gorgeous. I don't know what I'm going to do
yet. Are you going to design your own dress or?
I would love to do that, but I don't know the costings of that kind of thing. Whereas
are you going to spend a lot on the wedding?
Do you know how?
Tell us.
So, when
I just find this obscene.
It's obscene. So when I got married the first time, I think it was £50-60 a head, which I thought it still was. It isn't anymore. It's like £200 a head.
And that's without like decoration, the dress.
No. That is for you, for Lucas,
for
one,
food.
So it's going to be food. And I think you get some free drinks as well. I think at 3 hours. So it's, but £200, mate, per person. And that, let me tell you, let me tell you, that isn't an expensive venue. There were more expensive
How can
than
you
that.
Be arsed?
Do you know what? I'll tell you why. I agree, the money's disgusting. I totally agree. However, me and James were talking about this, and it's not just the wedding. It is everything leading up to it. It's just beautiful. Like, he's going to go dress shop. I'll go dress shopping with his mum and my mum. He will go suit shopping with his dad. It will be so, like, there's just, it's a lovely thing.
I think you're romanticising the whole thing.
No, I've done it. I already know. And I loved every second of it. Like, I loved it. I loved the family thing, everyone getting excited together. It brings all your... Not always. It can be very stressful and unpleasant sometimes. But for me, we're excited. Like, we are planning this wedding together. We are sat there looking at flowers together. We're excited. My friends are excited. Like, I just... For me, it's a lovely thing in life and I actually really enjoy it.
Oh, that's nice.
And I'm, like, buzzing. And I know it costs money, but I could be dead tomorrow. I want my friends and family there. Something we'll look on forever. The kids are so excited. Mm. We'll take the kids suit shopping.
Aww.
It's just, like, the full thing for a year of excitement. So for me, it's worth it. And actually, I don't want to keep talking about the last one, so I'm not going to mention it again. But we all know I have been married before. And I fucking loved every minute of it.
I had a cyst on my ovary at the last minute, so I couldn't be there.
So you couldn't be there. But I loved every minute of it. And I think it's magical, but I also think it's stressful. And I'm not going to let myself get silly. Do you know, like, where you're like, oh my God, the flower doesn't match the fucking, I won't be doing all that shit.
Yeah, I mean, I planned my wedding in 2 weeks.
Exactly. And it was beautiful. And it was what you wanted.
And I can't really remember it.
Would you, if you were going to do it again, would you do that again?
Yeah, I wouldn't have a big wedding.
No.
And I would feel, and I don't, like, this is just me. Like, I love looking at other people, what they're wearing. I follow loads of wedding dress pages.
It's exciting,
like, I love it. But for me, I would feel embarrassed wearing a wedding dress.
Yeah, you said that, didn't you? No, I didn't. When I first...
Do you know what? I like walking
like a
around.
Bit of a
nod.
Like,
yeah.
No, I get it. So when I first ever tried a wedding dress on, I thought I was going to come out and be like, my mum and my friends were there. And I felt an absolute sweat. I came out of the changing room and I was so embarrassed.
This is what I mean.
And I came out and I thought it was going to be like everyone crying. And I came out and I had my shoulders hunched. And I was like, this is so I look
no.
at it. I felt like a kid putting a,
in a
fucking,
princess
in a princess
dress
I felt like an
costume.
Absolute
yeah.
stupid. I did. And I thought, this is really embarrassing and uncomfortable. And I'm not. I didn't enjoy it. But having actually done the day, I don't know, different. I don't know.
Yeah. I just, no, it's not.
Not for you.
No, but I mean, I get it.
Yeah. You can appreciate it. And
but
this
I
is
think
why
the money
disgusting.
Side of things is fucked.
I agree.
I know some people have spent like $100,000
Disgusting.
Like,
disgusting.
But I suppose they must have it to
They've
spend.
They've got it. Yeah, and that is all about your budgeting as well. Like, you know, I'm going to work really, really hard. James is working hard. And if that's what we want to put the money in, then yeah.
That's totally up
And everyone
to you.
Says it's for one day. But as I've just said to you, for me, it isn't one day. It's a year of just excitement and fun. And everyone just
makes sense.
And everyone just talking about me.
Well, I'll be there.
And you'll be there at all of it.
I'll be there coming to your wedding.
You'll be there with your knickers in the air.
Guys, can we just talk about something that I have been wanting to talk about for ages?
Yeah.
And this is leading into the wedding chat. Mm-hmm. By the way, guys, if you've got any wedding questions, should we dedicate on its Patreon to
do
wedding questions?
I did put a thing this morning about it, but we haven't got it's too more. Like, people don't even want it. Not everyone wants to hear it. So let's do a Patreon.
Let's do a Patreon. Lucas will do a post. If you comment on there, we will answer.
We'll tell you, like, more intricate details.
Anything to do with Lauren's wedding on there. Right. Now, vow renewals.
See, that to me is stupid.
Who's cheated?
Who's cheated? And who has said, I'll make it up to you?
Who's had an affair?
I'll get back with you, Steve, but you're renewing the vows in front of everyone.
Get on your knees, Steve. We're renewing our vows.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost shitloads.
Yeah.
And you're going to beg.
And I'm not taking you back until you do that, because after what you did with Karen, no chance. We are renewing our vows in Cyprus.
In Cyprus, every fucker's
there. And
I'm
wearing a dress again.
And you're writing a scroll.
Yeah.
And you're going to get up in front of everyone.
And you're going to tell everyone how much you love me and how sorry you are, what you did with Karen.
Yeah.
No, I agree. And that's funny because I'm so wedding-y, but that to me, isn't it funny? And this is what this podcast is. That's fine. I can love weddings but hate renewals, and I can think they're horrible but mine isn't. This is the whole point of this podcast. You can be what you want.
A vow renewal is always after a couple has had an issue.
Yeah. Real house.
Shannon Bedard.
Shannon
and David.
Shannon and then David, they got we're going to have to renew our vows. David.
They got divorced months afterwards. Yeah.
And now this is really horrible what I'm about to say, because I will probably be this person. But I also feel like it's a type of woman that later on down the line wants to relive it.
I mean, you get to a certain age where do you want to wear the princess dress?
You don't think it's appropriate at certain ages, do you? Do you feel like it looks a bit... I get it, because it does feel a bit
dressy.
Can
we think of any, like, older brides? Can you think of any?
Do you know what I love? When people wear a fucking suit. A suit, like a nice white suit, like...
Can we think of any older brides?
Should we Google
They
it?
Do more wear suits or, like, a slip dress or something.
Than a big, big dress.
Yeah.
Like, it does sound quite funny, Sharon, in a massive dress.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, where... I don't know.
Well, that is exciting.
Vow renewal, though.
Vow renewals are no. A no from me.
Let us know, though, because there will be people listening that are hugely offended. They're like, you fucking pricks, I've just renewed mine. Tell us why. Like, we don't mind if you disagree with that. We're not shading you.
Do you
like,
know what?
Tell
maybe
us.
I get the vow renewal thing because maybe I will do one.
Exactly.
Because I didn't have a big wedding.
Exactly.
And
so
also,
there might be reasons.
You may be in a certain circumstance with, like, finances, or you might be pregnant when you get married, or
you might want to do it again.
Yeah, so you might want to, like, do, like...
Like how people upgrade their engagement ring type thing.
Yeah. I feel like, though, it has to be at 10 years.
Yeah, you can't do it, like,
five.
Six.
Yeah.
Five, seven and a half.
Yeah.
In 10 years, I don't like thinking like that. I'm scared of getting old, you know?
Do you know some
really
people, like,
the fear.
Get... divorced and then get married again
to the same person.
Yeah,
I prefer that than a renewal.
Yes, same.
Like, at least you're committed both times. Like, you saw it through. You hated each other. You're not pretending and renewing them. You fucking hated him and you divorced him and then you changed your mind. I prefer that to something's a bit wrong, so we're gonna divorce him and remarry, not renewal. I agree with that completely.
I mean, listen, you do you
and tell us.
But I did read something recently, and it was saying that big weddings are out and small ones are in now.
The tough thing about that is, like, you have to be minutely small. You can't...
because if you invite one person, it leads
on
to three others.
I say I invited you.
Yeah.
Then, like, other friends that I'm close to, like, well, I thought it was small. Like, how do
A lot of people got angry with me that they weren't invited to mine, and I had to just be
Honestly, it is what it is. Now, if I were... I don't think it's a big deal, but you can see a small one. It has to be tiny, tiny, as in just parents.
Well, that's like what mine was, yeah.
So when we'll have to do a UK wedding as well, because legally you can't...
just do, but the
I'm going to registry.
Do you know how hard it is to get married at a registry office?
Yeah, so I've got to sort that as well.
You have to go for like an interview and stuff.
You do know that. I'm going to wear a dress to that as well.
Mm.
So baby showers is the other one. You've been to... I feel like your Instagram has been baby shower heavy.
Yeah, and I am not a baby shower person.
So one of them was like a meal.
One was a meal at San Carlo in Aldi. And do you know what? That is an absolutely stunning venue.
I've still not been, but I don't go anywhere anymore.
Well, we should go.
I know.
Because it, you know, like when you're there and it's very like cozy inside.
Oh, really?
Honestly, it's beautiful.
Is the food just the same?
Just like Carlo nice. Food, yeah. And yeah, so I went to a baby shower there and that was nice. Literally was there for like 2 hours, went home. Then Megan, Anushka organised a tiny baby shower for Megan.
Oh, yeah. So was that separate?
Four of us, yeah.
Was that the sleepover-y one?
Yeah.
That was cute.
So we all got matching pyjamas from the Napco. By the way, Modal pyjamas. I've never had them before.
No.
Have you?
No.
Like, you know, the soft ones?
No, I've never had that.
Oh, my God. I can't take them off. I washed them as soon as I got home
and
ready to wear
really
again.
Nice?
No, like, I can't explain. They're like...
Soft.
Okay. So, guys...
I'm off silk. It makes me stink.
Stink. And stink. Also, it's not good for
your vagina. No.
Is it?
It makes my armpits stink and
around
it makes my
the
vagina
waist,
wet.
Around the waistband, it's a bit like...
No, I agree. Yeah. I like the look of them, but I actually, when they're on, they're not that practical.
No, so shout out to the Napco pyjamas. So we just had a takeaway and chatted for two hours and then I drove Megan home and that was it.
That was it, finished.
And it was lovely. And she's like ready to pop as well. So I feel like that is a lot nicer than... the whole baby shower thing is fucking cringe.
No,
would you do one?
No, I did one when I was pregnant and I actually didn't enjoy it that much, I'll be honest. My feet were killing. It was a lot of stress, a lot of running around with a massive bump, speaking to everybody. It was so nice that everyone came, but I felt like...
And then you get home with all the shit.
I got home with loads of stuff and I was exhausted and I just kind of thought, what? I can't say I loved every minute of it.
No.
So I would not, absolutely not do one again.
This episode's been a bit like all over. We've talked about weddings, vow renewals, baby showers. Do you know what? I feel sorry for our single friends who have to fucking turn up on a Sunday, hungover, cancel whatever they wanted to do because they chose not to have kids.
Yeah.
They, you know, for whatever reason, don't, you know, aren't at that stage in their lives.
Or really want to be at that stage and have to have it rubbed in their face.
Exactly. And like, I've got some friends and, you know, my sister said this to me. She was like, do you know how many baby presents? Because obviously the baby shower present, the baby
newborn
present, the engagement present, the wedding present.
Yeah, I hear you.
She's single. She's like, do you know this month I've had to buy 5 things?
Wow.
And
it's silly, isn't it?
I just want to like throw it out there. Can we normalise not having to do that?
Yeah, yeah. So what, not having to get the present or not having to do the event or being able to say, I'm a single mate, I don't want to come to your baby shower?
100%.
I'd be fine with that though.
100%. Christening presents. Like,
yeah, it's too much. I once went on a night out and I remember being that person.
Yeah.
I went on a night out. I didn't get in until 5 a.m. I had to go to my friend's baby shower. I turned up
you
in my tracksuit, hungover. And honestly, I felt like everyone had the shit together. Everyone was like pregnant, married, we're at this baby shower. And I was like, I've
depressed.
Been on a bender all night. And I just felt like the one that didn't have my shit together. So I get it. I get how people would feel like that. I think we need to normalise being like, I'm single. I don't want to spend my Sunday at your kid's first birthday party. So I'm going to stay inside and order McDonald's.
And also, it's totally your choice how you want to prioritise spending money. Another thing that is very frustrating for the single or, you know, not quite at that stage in the life, girls and boys, hen do's. Abroad hen do.
It's a lot of money to ask someone.
A broad wedding.
Yeah.
Like, again, you know.
But that's quite, a broad hen could be fun. Like, you might want to spend your money on that, but you should be able to say no.
You can spend and prioritize in any way you want. And also, can we stop getting mad at people for prioritizing themselves and their spending and annual leave?
Yeah, and the holidays. Like, why should I use my holidays for your thing?
100%.
So if you want to, honestly, if I invited somebody and they were like, listen, I'd rather spend my money in
but
a different
way. But Lauren, a lot of people aren't like that, babe.
Well, then they're idiots.
Yeah.
And you should get new friends.
Yeah. We're going to have a break now, guys. So I hope you enjoyed that. We will be back with Bargain Bouquet and Slutty Sue. But first, over to you, Lauren.
Oh, wow. Are you a loyal listener of Nip Tuck? Do you set an alarm on a Wednesday and a Friday ready for our new episodes? Do we make you laugh? Do we make you cry? Do we make you feel better about yourself? Tell your nearest and dearest all about us. I'm sure you already do, but if not, spread the love. Send this link for the podcast in your WhatsApp group. Get us everywhere and then we can see you even more.
Right, guys, welcome back. Now,
welcome back.
Dupes, hacks, tricks, tips, bargain bucket is what we call this segment because basically we have got the recommendations that hit. So here we go.
Let's go.
I bought these eye drops. I've got them and I'm going to bring them in next time because I want to show you. Like,
is it the eye-opening ones you mean?
Yeah, I can't use them in pregnancy. But I'm going to test them on you.
Right.
So let us test them before we recommend them.
Can you do it with contact lenses?
I don't know. We'll have to read
the box. We'll have to check that. Yeah. I'm blind.
Really enjoying my overnight contact lenses, by the way.
Isn't that funny how it took you so long and you were like, don't like, and then you're like, okay, I like it.
I think your eye had to get used to putting glass in it every night. But Lauren, like, how easy?
So hang on, all day now you've got no contact lens in.
Nothing.
And you can see.
Can see.
How?
So at night I put in these two glass lenses with like this sucker thing,
right? Yeah.
So you have to pick it up
and then plop it in,
and then as soon as I wake up, I take them out.
And your eyes are fine all day. I can't get my head around this shit because I'm blind. I'm -5.
I am
something like that. Yeah, -4.
Yeah, we're the same because you've borrowed my lenses before.
Yes, when
but
we went to London.
Honestly, my eyes feel healthier. Like, really? I think it's because now there's so much aircon everywhere.
Yeah, it's drying.
And doing, you know, when I used to do my facials, are you doing the lip blush? You need
You're staring.
It. Yeah.
How much are they?
£40 a month.
I don't even know what mine are. I think mine
probably
are
the same.
Yeah.
Mine disposables
a bit less, but listen, I can't afford laser, so. Well, I can, but I'd rather spend it on something else. And I'm not
I wouldn't
sure it's that
have
good.
Laser.
Yeah, so it's an alternative.
Exactly.
Yes, bring the eye drops in. Let me try them.
Lauren, the Pericone spot cream.
I told you, I've been trying to get that for
one day
months.
Spot gone.
I've been trying to get it for months, honestly.
What's it called? Blemish gel or something.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I got loads Blue of messages about it saying, you need to look at this, you need to look at this. And I kept asking them and they're like, it's out of stock. As soon as it came in stock, I was like, guys, here it is. Here's a discount. Go get it right now. It's on our highlights.
It works.
Works.
Straight away.
I don't get spots anymore.
I get the odd one. It must be my hormones.
I think it must be. But when 100%. I do, gone.
Yeah, and also I feel like that'd last you like a good year in your makeup.
And you can put
bag.
It on 3 times a day. So you know when you've got a spot that you don't want to touch, but you just want to do something about it. But you know,
it gives you that tingle, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes you think, oh, I'm doing something about this.
Well, I did a trial with it and it worked. Yeah. It was incredible. Right, a bargain bucket for you. Mm-hmm. TikTok shop. I bought like makeup-y bits.
I've just wrote. Are you joking?
I'm not. I bought 72 toilet rolls for £18 on TikTok.
Do you poo a lot in the house? Like 70?
No, but like I'm not going to have to buy loo roll now for a few months. Do you not think that is such a bargain? Like
how much is loo roll?
Four loo rolls is like £4 now.
I couldn't tell you. I just put it in the basket. I don't know how. I do not know what it costs. But
loo roll and kitchen rolls, fucking expensive.
Because there's 6 of us in the house and 3 of them are men.
Why do men use so
all
much
the time,
toilet
and
roll?
And they just poo so much and they use so much of it. Like,
what the fuck?
Do you know what else annoys me about men? There's 2 things. And children. Number one, they poo all over the toilet and don't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Number two, they wear something and put it in the washing basket without checking if it needs washing.
Oh yeah, because they can't be asked hanging it up and they know you'll hang it up.
Exactly. So I go in there and I'm getting something. I'm like, this is fine. There's nothing wrong with this. Where's that? Oh, it'd be in the washing basket. Why? Was it dirty? Oh, I've just worn it today.
I'm going to tell you
something. If
you were
doing the washing, you wouldn't wash everything. Wear your pyjamas three times.
I take them back out and put them back.
Put them back. Yeah, and they deserve that as well.
Yeah. Towels. They use a towel once.
And then because they're not doing it.
So annoying.
Do you know what else annoys me? James puts the towel
over the door. And then it
He puts the towel over the corner of the door. The towel rack is there.
Disgusting. I've got three little ones because we talked loads today, so I'm going to whiz through them.
Quick. Yeah,
you know the really popular Astrid razors?
Mm, yeah. All the
influencers. I bought one, and the watermelon jelly is actually really good that you use on there, but they're expensive, and it's on subscription. So, you never know, how many times you're going to shave. I don't know.
Yeah,
it is quite useful, to be fair.
If you have laser like us, you don't need to shave all the time. I don't shave as much.
My hair is back. Oh,
so
hormones.
Annoying.
The Aldi razor heads
I
fit
use the Aldi
on the Astrid. So it's very aesthetic.
So you can get the Astrid and then put on the...
Yeah.
I use Aldi razors. I don't care. Listen, just shave it. I'm not arsed. I don't get the whole razor thing being expensive and... Like, it's just shave the
men's razors.
I'm shaving my bum hole with it. Like, yeah. I don't care if it's pink.
Now, castor oil.
Heard about this.
Huge on TikTok. Okay, so if you suffer with endo, if you suffer with gut issues, bloating, if you've got, like, C-section scarring and you get lower back pain, kidney infections, all kinds of things, the new thing to do is castor oil pulling. So what you do is you get like this pack off Amazon and it's like a waist trainer vibe.
What?
You soak it in castor oil. You put it on your tummy overnight.
What?
You sleep in it. You wake up the next day and supposedly your stomach is like...
What?
And
I
it
thought
pulls,
you were going to say like you put it on your hair
like,
and shit.
There's like stuff comes out.
What?
Yeah. And then obviously castor oil makes eyebrows grow, hair,
yes,
eyelashes...
This.
Loads of people are doing weird shit with castor oil.
What's that thing that everyone's talking about for hair growth? It's not...
Rosemary.
What do you think? Do you think it's bullshit or do you think it's real?
No, I think there's a lot
I've seen some TikToks where the hair... Like, what? That can't be...
Those glower tablets are just so good.
My hair's growing back. Look at my fringe now.
We're not sponsored by
them
or anything, guys. It's just really good.
Yeah, look at my fringe now. If you look at the older episodes, it's grown.
In my highlights.
I like it.
My hair's all going to fall out again. So that is our bargain buckets. Now, Lauren, we've got a slutty Sue here. And I think because you're the slut in this room, nothing wrong with
Lucas
that.
Is in here as well, guys.
Lucas
so
is the biggest
not.
Slut.
Lucas is the slut. I'm reformed.
He's standing up because he's had a big weekend.
He's had a big weekend. He can't even sit down. So I'm reformed, but because I'm now reformed, I like to know what all you lot are doing. Because like, I look back fondly at some of the funny things that
Lucas took me
did.
To Gay Village, by the way.
Yeah, I still can't get over the man with the...
Speaker?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was wild.
And
but
what was
like,
he doing?
He just found it really normal. Like, Lucas said there's really horrible people in
Gay
Village.
That go to the Gay Village to be...
Terrorists,
gayest.
Like on gay people. Yeah, it was horrible.
Wow. Like, could you be arsed?
No, that's what I said. I was
and
like,
just don't, if
he's
you don't,
plugged his speaker in to charge it to go
to
and
go
be
and
horrible.
Do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's sitting, if you don't
so
like
basically,
it, just don't go.
I went for a coffee in Gay Village on Sunday with Lucas because we were at this event and his friend Jack, and we were sat outside. And it was a nice day. It was like family vibes. Everyone was happy. Everyone was lovely. It
wasn't just raging gays skipping, holding hands.
They were doing line dancing. I'm not even joking. They were actually doing like, it was 10 cute.
I've never been.
It was lovely and everyone was so nice.
Everyone, like,
and then this horrible man walked down the road with a big speaker swearing at everyone.
And what was everyone doing back to him?
Nothing. Ignored.
I said to Lucas he should have bummed him, but is everyone just totally ignoring him?
Yeah.
Wow. How fucking weird.
And he was like getting in people's faces.
It's disgusting.
It was horrible.
So I'm glad I wasn't there and I'd had a drink because I would have.
We love you gays.
You kidding?
We do.
I just don't care. Just be what you want to be.
We're going on a village night out after I've had the baby.
I do want to do that. I think we would be disgusting.
We'd get trashed.
We'd get absolutely trashed. And we would be, like, we'd do weird
like
shit.
Like, I was, like, walking down the road, like, tell me more about that place there.
We would be
like, there was
really
a Pop World bar, and it was, like, £3 pints. So I was like, ugh.
I would be sick. It would be one of those where halfway through the night, I'd go and be sick and carry on.
Yeah. That's what we're doing.
And then come back.
See you in the gay village, guys.
Right, let's go, slutty. Hey, guys, love the podcast. I listen every single week on my hot girl walks. I've been reminiscing about hot girl summer back when I was 19 or 20.
And aren't we all?
She says, I'm now 28 and engaged. Oh, we always look back. I used to have a regular friend with benefits. Very 12 Shades of Grey, but I loved it. And I'd go round and we wouldn't kiss.
12 Shades of Grey?
Yeah.
Isn't it? 50 Shades of Grey.
She's obviously not read it. Well, however many shades of grey it was. 12? Why have you got that?
Let's
from
call
me?
It 69. It sounds rude.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd go round and we wouldn't kiss. I'd come in, bend over the bed, and the night would go from
there.
What,
like they wouldn't even speak?
They wouldn't kiss or speak. I like that because I heard that you have to pay prostitutes extra to kiss.
Yeah, you do. You do. Like, no, a lot of prostitutes have a no-kissing rule. Yeah, I used to have a no-kissing rule.
What?
Taking the piss, guys.
Cut that and make it look like she's a prostitute. Yeah, I've heard this before, and I find it quite sexy. So now and again, I'll do this with James, like, no kiss. Sexy. Okay.
I saw that tooth.
Yeah, so you know how his tooth's missing? We had sex with his tooth missing last night, and when I was kissing him, my tongue kept falling in the gap.
That's disgusting.
Anyway, I liked it. I felt like he was really, like, rugged, like a dirty hillbilly. Anyway. I'd do the whole body shave and moisturise before I'd go. One night he called and he said, I can't do tonight now, as he had a work meeting instead. I'd gone through all that effort. Oh my God, this sounds like the first time I went to meet James. I'd gone through all that effort. I thought someone's going to see me tonight. I'd gone through all that effort, so I went round to one of my backups instead. When we finished, I saw a text from my regular, who was better in bed and fitter anyway, saying the meeting's finished early, come round. I thought, this could be interesting. I gave myself a minor cleanup in this lad's house. And I went off to my regulars. I bent over the bed and thought, moment of truth. So she's thinking,
she porridged it.
She porridged it.
Is that what it's called?
It stirred the porridge. Yeah. Night carried on as normal. And I was loving the fact he had no idea, literally no idea that I'd just been with somebody else. I hadn't even popped home from one dick appointment to the next. Is that fucked and disgusting? Probably, but fuck it.
A man would do that.
Men go and sleep with someone and then come home to the wives and shag them as well. That's what bothers me. You know, people cheat. It's the fact that, like, it's the dirt side of it.
Yeah, like that girl when she sent that text in about her friend's partner cheating without a condom.
Like, anyway, but it's fine for her to do it. Like, I'm slutty Sue's going to do it. She's fine.
Did you watch that TikTok that I sent you the sexually transmitted diseases? Nope. That basically there's this website where you can send a text to anyone and it says someone anonymous has been in touch and they've got.
I am going to send it to James when I'm sat next to him, and when his phone goes, I'm going to be like, who's that? And see if he says
that
anything.
That could really not backfire.
Do you know
it
backfire?
But no, if he just put his phone back
he wouldn't.
In his pocket,
he'd show it to me and be like, oh God, I've got something, we're going to have to get checked. Oh, that's what he'd do. That's what he'd do.
You're starting to see that's.
Lucas,
he would
said
find
no.
It really funny. I know he would. I know him more than you. He would think it's really funny.
Right, guys, get in touch. Remember, on Nip Tuck, it's all about you, and we want you to get your voices heard. You can get in touch on email. Sorry, I've got really bad. What's it called? I need a wind
indigestion.
Yeah,
trapped
that
wind.
Anyway, please don't forget to give us a glowing 5-star review. Head over to this episode's description for more information. Get us on Patreon, guys. Like, it's actually so much fun over there. And you can watch all of our episodes visually.
Yeah, you
so
get
you can
to see much more.
Lauren picking a bum and
Ashley
me picking my nose.
And, like, yeah, we put things on our close friends on Insta as well. You get to see bits and bobs on that. It's nice.
Yeah. So anyway, dilemmas, beauty questions, anything you want to ask us. Like I said, make sure you leave a glowing 5-star review, because I do check them often.
Yes, she does. I never, ever, ever check them.
I check them, and I appreciate them.
She checks them, sends them in. I don't, because I'm scared.
Anyway.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.